You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I know you love the man. Do you know that we'd want to work with Rick every day?
I would want to live with him every day.
Apparently, there was a text sent by upper management that they would not break up this very show.
If for some reason they needed to break up the morning show, they would break it like a Bo Jackson bat.
I just got a text from Rick. I'm on the phone right now with the Devils begging that Don gets the job.
So you want that job, but you would never go after Michael. It would be nauseating. So you respect him and you don't respect me.
Yeah, pretty
right?
much.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Not Shannon, but Sterling Sharp.
South Carolina. Where did Shannon go, Rick?
I thought I heard him say this the other day. I don't know.
Not Savannah State.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, you should.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 7 o'clock hour. DPHRO Rothenberg with you as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. Lot to do in this 7 o'clock hour. Ranger, we are 12 hours away from the puck drop in Raleigh, North Carolina, as the Rangers travel down south to take on, in a best of 7, the Carolina Hurricanes. You can hear every game right here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's set the schedule for you. Tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop. Game 1 here on 98.7. Every game right here. Game 2, a little bit later Friday night, 7:30 pre, 8 o'clock puck drop. Sunday, a matinee, a game that I imagine Michael Kay will be at with his son Charlie. 3 o'clock pre, 3:30 puck drop right here on 98.7. And then Tuesday at the Garden, 6:30 pre, 7 o'clock, it all gets started. Now, have we defined our plan here for the weekend or next Tuesday?
I think I'm going with Michael, so, I mean, you guys are welcome to
go. You're
going to
be his plus one?
No, I'm going to be his plus, yeah, I'm going to go him, Charlie, myself, and I'm going to take Milo, I think.
All right, I'm out.
So, you guys enjoy, I mean, wherever you guys, whatever you guys want to do.
It's really disgusting.
Oh, you're disgusting.
I mean, maybe. But you know what, RJ? How about that? We go. We're looking for him to go. He can't because his wife has plans and he has to watch the kids. But Michael goes, and now Rick will be right there on his side. How about that?
I guess that's how it goes. Michael calls, you pick up the phone, right?
Yeah, you got to prioritize.
I'm sure Charlie doesn't want you to go.
I'm sure he wants Milo to go.
Yeah, it's probably a nice foursome. It's Rick and Milo, Michael and Charlie. Nice bonding moment. They'll probably take photos.
I'll tell you what, the suite will be boring as all can be.
Maybe you bring RJ and the kids can all play together.
Can you imagine? I mean, you guys would just sit there. You wouldn't have anybody moving seats. You wouldn't take control of the suite. You wouldn't be popping M&Ms like they're Advils. You guys would be bland.
I heard the suite shut down. They can't find it. There's no condiments. They can't. The hot dogs, no. They have no mustard. Cake pops are gone.
I don't know where you would gather that from.
Salt and pepper shakers gone.
I didn't see salt and pepper shakers. I bet you go, oh, no condiments, hot dogs. Hot dog is not a condiment.
No, they can't have hot dogs because there's no condiments to put on the hot dogs.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, but RJ wouldn't follow my lead and steal the mustards.
Oh, because he's an adult.
Yeah, because I was the mule. You weren't carrying anything. You were just stuffing it in my bag.
I'm not the one who brought a knapsack into the garden.
I'm being penalized for this?
Yeah, he's only got a tiny little bottom. How's he going to fit all that mustard? Where's he going to put all that mustard?
You left everything in your luxury vehicle.
I drove you to the station. How about a thank you?
I did thank you, and it was a very circuitous route. We had to go get pizza. We had to go talk to people.
You're unbelievable. And then, you are unbelievable.
But you can't deny, you were like the third to last car. So Ricky walks up to the garage. He goes, oh, his guy's there, the parking garage
guy.
Gee, who's a very nice man. He goes, Gee is here.
From the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. And Gee's here. We're going to get the car in no time. This guy's, he's my buddy. We're like the there were 50 cars that came out before us.
Well, of course, because Dave's not a VIP because he doesn't tip. I guarantee Dance and Larry.
I gave him $3.
$3.
Dance and Larry was right out of there.
Dance and Larry was
right there.
He was throwing 20s around.
Didn't we tell you Dance and Larry? We're sitting there.
You're insulting him within earshot.
So yeah, I mean, Dance and Larry and I are both in the parking garage. So our dad and I are standing there. I was like, look at this. People are treating him like he's Sinatra.
He was handing out cards.
He goes. If you ever need me for anything, here's my card. You can hire Dancing Larry for a bar mitzvah or a wedding.
You know, this is a true story. When I started doing the Rangers job, the first day I came in the booth, there was a card like stuck in there for Dancing Larry. And I think it was just in there from years past.
Yeah.
Nobody ever removed
business
it.
Business cards. So, you know what? What do you want me to tell you? My car came out late. RJ, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I drove you right to the studio. I'm sorry I offered to buy you pizza. I'm sorry I provided you with one of the great nights of your life. I'm sorry.
Maybe we hire Dance and Larry to do the show with me. Maybe we do that.
Great. He'll dance for you. Is that what you want?
That'd be nice.
I feel like he's one-dimensional.
That's a nice dimension, though. Let's be honest.
It's literally the same song and dance for like.
He's been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, well, it works. Why change it?
He's doing bar mitzvahs.
Could you imagine that? And now at the Birnbaum Bar Mitzvah, let's bring out Dancing Larry.
I like it. It's better than a crazy monkey that attacks people, isn't it?
Well, that's your mother did that.
Who brings an organ grinder to a kid's first birthday party?
Who has a kid's first birthday party? Period. Like
that's
that.
That's a great question.
The kid doesn't remember.
Question.
Yeah, yeah. Close family, some friends, maybe another kid or two. Cupcakes, brownies. Yeah. You're done.
Kid gets the cake and stick his face in it. Maybe if my mother could actually move her face, I'd have her jump on the radio.
Dear. Let's go to Coop in Massapequa. Good morning, Coop.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well.
I work at the Garden, so I'm very privileged. I get to go to. I'm at every home game. I'm in the building at the very least.
Hey, Coop, let me ask you a question.
Friday.
Coop, hang on a second. If we needed you to be our ticket mule to get us tickets for the series, like Michael and his son, or Rick and his son, or me and one of my kids, is that something that's a possibility?
Ticket muling for everybody?
No, not for everybody. If we needed like one or two tickets for a game. One or two tickets for a game.
I'll see what I can do.
RJ, get his information before he's done. Go ahead, Coop. Take as long as you like.
I'm going down to Carolina on Friday. I got my tickets. I'm not missing a home game. I'm going to go on the road. I don't understand how it's possible that I don't know if I'm going to have tickets when I land in Raleigh on Friday. If it's a ticket policy, it should be a policy all year.
But can't you go on the secondary market, though? You can't find tickets on the secondary market?
Of course you can.
But Ticketmaster hasn't given me a refund yet.
What do you mean, a refund for what?
For the ticket. So I have a New York address.
Right.
Oh, so you bought them originally.
You can buy them.
Wait, so you bought you had purchased tickets previously.
Before they
instituted this stupid rule, and now you haven't been refunded, and now you need to buy new tickets? Is that what it is?
No. So I still have tickets, and I haven't been refunded. But they can do it all the way up until game time.
Well, that would be unfortunate. That would be unfortunate.
So you have the tickets. You've purchased the tickets, and you're just concerned you're going to show up. They're going to be like, no, you're from New York. You can't go in.
Pretty much. So the tickets can be invalidated until 8 p.m. I mean, I'm going to go on the secondary market out of the building, but I'm just going to get rowdier. I got to pay more money.
I don't know how to help you here. That's an all. Well,
can you cancel the original tickets that you bought and then just go buy tickets in the secondary market and not risk it?
I could with the insurance. So I'm scouring the secondary market to make sure I can get something of the same similar value.
Yeah,
but I have to do a day of. The policy just doesn't make sense.
The policy is awful. So if you don't know about the policy, I guess they track your zip code, and if your zip code is not within North Carolina or Southern Virginia, they now don't allow you to buy tickets. But Coop, I would think once you're locked in, And once you've purchased the tickets, I would think now that you're going to be okay, no? That you can walk up and they can say you can't go in?
Did you not listen to what he told you? It says on the ticket that it can be invalidated up to game time.
That is moronic. Once they let you buy them, you should now be allowed to go in.
I completely agree. I mean, there's a 48-hour window, people are saying, that after 48 hours, they can't cancel after 48 hours of your purchase. So 11 a.m. for me today is my 48-hour mark.
Well, good luck, bud. Hopefully it works out.
Put him on hold. Get his information so we can get tickets from Coop, and then I hope it plays out for him.
That's a real fan. He'll get driving down to Carolina.
I would go. I said, let's go. You guys stand in my way.
No one's stood in your way. No one. Not one person. I said
so
I would go to Carolina.
You want to go?
Oh, which game we want to go to?
How about we go game 5? Ooh, if it's 2-2 or better for the Rangers, we drive down for game 5.
What day is game 5?
Game 5 would be next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
So we leave Thursday. We get there, plenty of time for the game. We watch the game. We do the show Friday morning, and we drive back.
So there will be a place in Carolina for us to do the show?
I can actually get that done, yes.
Oh, yeah.
My old station will do the show from.
Oh, you're a young journalist. That's a pretty enticing offer, because then we're going to go to your barbecue place. There's a lot of stuff we could do
there.
Pit.
Oh, you would lose your mind at the Pit.
I love barbecue.
Yeah. Oh. Listen, I'm just saying it's on the table.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that it's done. I think it's kind of repulsive that they put a limit on who can buy and why.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I don't like it either, but I think they also understand, I mean, how well the Rangers fans travel.
So, sorry? No?
Well, no. Listen, I mean, as a Rangers fan yourself, yeah. I mean, you want as many people, you know, as many Rangers fans as possible. But I also understand that you're trying to give your team the best home ice advantage you can.
I understand that, but to not allow other fans into the building, like to prohibit, if you want to put them on sale first for your Carolina fans for like a 24-hour advance, you know, they can buy it first. Fine, but you are not allowed to purchase the tickets if you're not from that area.
I'm actually
surprised that's legal.
Well, it's their arena. They can do whatever they want. I understand. If I own the team and there was the thought that there would be, you know, more Rangers fans that I wanted, but the place would still be sold out if I did what they're doing, I would do the same thing.
I would not do that.
Of course you would. You're a psycho. If you own the Carolina Hurricanes, you wouldn't do that.
No, I would not do that.
You're so full of it.
I would not do that. Now, Cap P tweets in, I'm driving to Carolina for game 5. Tickets bought with an NC credit card. Address, so now it won't be canceled. Minivan rented. Sits 6. Has a 7th and 8th seat with your guys' names on it. Leaving 5 a.m. Thursday, driving back Friday night. Let's go. Want in?
Oh, we can't leave at 5 a.m.
It's true. We can't leave at 5 a.m.
No.
But we can leave right after our show, and I would like to propose that. 2-2 or better for the Rangers, and we go. We drive down to Raleigh Thursday after the show. Me, you, RJ. Ray, I'd say you, but obviously you're going to be working the game, so you can't.
Okay.
So what do you say? You in?
Who, me?
You and RJ.
I can't commit to that yet.
Oh, for God's
sake. I have a second job. I have to check what my schedule is next week. I can't just leave.
Fine. Forget it. You know what? You want to pick the series?
Pick what series?
What do you mean, what series? What series do we have coming up?
The Rangers series?
The Rangers series.
You want to dissect the series? I have an interesting little nugget for you.
Well, I don't want to dissect it where we're taking out kidneys and stuff, but let's do a minor dissection, and then we'll do a prediction.
Yeah, let's play Operation. Here we go. Little nugget. Any idea what the Rangers-Pittsburgh Game 7 did? This is on TNT.
This is on
TNT.
Am I guessing how many people watched? Am I guessing a number? What am I guessing?
Yeah. What was the average viewer? How many average viewers?
I'm not going to have any idea.
2.3 million.
What is it? 2.3?
2.3 million.
Or is that good?
It's really good.
Put it in context for me here.
All right. So in their first season, NHL on TNT has broken the all-time cable viewership record for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Viewers are up 60% from NBC last season.
Wow.
That's pretty solid. And that's with first-round games having local
broadcast, too,
local
right?
Broadcast.
Which is now done.
It's done. Yeah, it's done. Except radio.
So you got to figure most. Now, I thought it was on ESPN. I didn't realize it was on TNT, the Rangers.
We have the Rangers. The Game 7 Rangers was on TNT. We have the Rangers this series.
Right.
This,
so you have round. To figure that most New Yorkers were watching that game, most Rangers fans watching that game on MSG.
MSG, yeah.
Right. So that's probably another... I mean, what would you guess? You had to have a pretty good number of people watching that game locally here.
Yeah, most of the people I know that are Rangers fans watched it on MSG.
I did.
I watched it on MSG.
I did. I didn't even know what other channel was on, to be honest.
Well, I got to see. I mean, I got to see my boy Valley, so I always watch it on MSG.
So how about this now? So I talk to my buddy. Do you want me to book Mike, the voice of the Hurricanes,
yes,
by the way?
Absolutely.
All right. You want for tomorrow morning?
I think you should react to what happens tonight.
All right, so I'll book him for 7 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. But I was talking to him, and he's the voice of the Canes on television. And I said, he was explaining to me yesterday that's now done, right? No team is now doing local coverage. So I said, so are you done? What do you do now? He said, no, I'm doing the radio. I said, well, what happens to the guy that does the radio? They simulcast their games. Their radio coverage is just simulcast television.
Oh, nice.
Which, well, no, but I don't like that. So you're taking jobs away from people.
Yeah, but doesn't the same thing happen with Don, though?
No.
What do you mean?
No, during the regular season, he does the TV broadcast, and then they just pick that up as the radio broadcast as well.
Oh, for the regular season.
For the regular season.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. I think Don might have said something.
And he was telling me that Carolina does that, Buffalo does that, and Dallas does that.
Yeah.
And that's apparently the wave of the future. But that's going to eliminate a whole faction of people calling games.
Yeah, I don't like that. I thought you meant just for the playoffs.
No. So now they're not doing TV, so he's just going to do the radio call.
Yeah, which is the same thing. It's just not on TV.
You're gonna love him. You're going to like him better than you like me. You're going to want him to move up here and do the show with you.
After what you did to me on Stump Rothenberg, I probably agree with that statement.
What exactly did I do now?
No, because you didn't have a great Stump Rothenberg. I helped you out.
I missed one question.
And then all of a sudden you wanted to try to embarrass me with the whole Shannon Sharp ordeal. That's fine.
All right, fine. Feel away about it. Do you want to make a prediction for the Rangers and the Hurricane series?
Hurricanes in four.
You know what? You don't believe that.
No, I don't. No, I made my prediction yesterday. Hurricanes in six.
In six.
In six.
So what do you think? You think that it goes, they split the first two? You think Carolina wins the first two?
I would say the way Carolina looks at home, coming off the series that the Rangers just had, having to come back in all three of those games. Yeah, I would say that that Carolina takes the first two.
And then you got to win 4-5, and that becomes almost impossible.
And then they came back from 3-1. All I know is that Boston is a really good defensive team. I mean, I actually picked Boston in that series for that reason.
That's a shame they didn't win that series.
Is that they have a very good defensive team. And, you know, it could be Bergeron's last year. I mean, that's one of the best lines in hockey. Like, all the different reasons why. And then when you watch Boston play in Carolina, it wasn't all too close.
No, those games in Carolina were not. They were not. So RJ says, what's my prediction? You don't care about my prediction for the series.
No, I would love to hear your prediction for the series.
All right. You'll hear that next.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You want my prediction for the series?
I can't wait for your prediction.
It's not. I mean, sadly, I wish. I mean, what do you want? You want Rothenberg? You want the truth? I'm going to take Carolina in six.
Carolina in six.
All right. I think Carolina is the better team. They have home ice. They're the deeper team. I think the Rangers have the advantage in net. But overall, I mean, I got to be honest with you. As happy as I was that the Rangers won and advanced and moved on, I saw a lot of flaws in their game in that first series against Pittsburgh.
Well, I think you saw a lot of the flaws from the entirety of the season that cropped up in the postseason.
But I thought they were more. I actually thought they were more pronounced now.
Well, why do you think though? I mean, at the point, like when you get into a series, now things change because I mean, you spend all this time now focused on one team, trying to expose everything that they do poorly. You're trying to eliminate what they do well, and then expose all the different things that they do poorly, and then you saw that creep up. Especially, I mean, listen, I give them tons and tons of credit. I don't think a lot of people thought once that series went 3-1, I don't think there's a lot of people that thought they would fight their way back.
We certainly did not.
But everyone I talked to didn't think so. Now, I mean, Crosby getting hurt, that changed things. But still, you know, to go down to Pittsburgh in Game 6, to be down in all three of these games and find your way back and win, it's a tremendous accomplishment. And this is unbelievable experience. But now going up against a team that a lot of people I trust have picked to be in the Stanley Cup Finals, played a good Boston Bruins team, and took care of their business, especially at home. Yeah, this is, I mean, you have your hands full. This is a fast team.
You certainly do.
They forecheck like crazy. So they're really well coached. It's another series. I mean, Rod Brindamore is one of the best coaches in the league. He's going to have those guys ready to play. I will say this, though. Outside of the goalie, one of the things that the Rangers, if they hope to win this series, will have to exploit is the fact that Carolina's PK was the best in the NHL this season. I think they were clicking at like 88%. Boston eventually, because Carolina started taking too many penalties, found a way to score power play goals. So, if we saw in big moments the Rangers power play all season long.
Correct.
Come through. You saw it come through in overtime, right? So this is... That's something that I would keep an eye on.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. Is it fair to say whatever happens in this series, this season has already been a tremendous success for the Rangers?
Yes. This is, you're playing.
Is this house money?
I hate that term, but yeah. I mean, this is all extra.
This is all the extra gravy.
Yeah, because I mean, this is not, you're not the Florida Panthers. You're not one of these teams that are all in to try to win a championship.
And,
right,
and
now.
You figure that this is the beginning stages of this window that is now opening for the Rangers, right?
Yeah, and you're going to have guys next year too that have had this experience that'll be even. I mean, as good as Lafreniere and Kako and Hedel have been, I mean, just think about it. Now all of a sudden you have another full 82 games plus a postseason. I mean, that's a completely different ball game for them.
And who knows what this series brings? I mean, if Shesterkin is great, you never know.
Yeah, Anthony, if you give him a chance, just give him a chance.
I know. You got to do better than you did in the opening series. Anthony down in North Carolina, he could buy tickets for us and send them over. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. I was actually just about to say that. I'm a New Yorker living in Wilmington now, so if y'all needed the help, I would help you out.
I love
it. We got the best listeners, don't we?
The best listeners. They call to aid us in getting tickets for this series. You are the best.
We love you guys. But what I was going to ask Rick, and by the way, just to piggyback off of Coop, you know, the moment I realized that they had that rule was when I jumped on the tickets. I'm going to the game Friday night, so I am super hyped up about that. But, Rick, I was just going to ask you, don't you think having Lindgren and Mott in the lineup healthy for an entire series would make a big difference? Yep. I mean, I have the feeling that Rangers, if they're going to win this series, it'll be in six because I don't feel great about going to Carolina for a game seven. But I think having them both back healthy and hopefully Gaudreau in the middle of the series coming back, I think it'll make a big difference.
Yeah, see, I don't know what's going to happen with Gaudreau, but having, I mean, you saw the difference Mott makes. Like, he's built, I mean, that's why Chris, you know, Chris went and got him, because this is the kind of style that suits him, right? I mean, he can play, you know, physical, defensive, and then your point on Lindgren is huge, because having Lindgren back makes you better defensively, but it also, it makes Fox much better.
You're right.
And you
so having Lindgren is a big advantage, and then having Fox have Lindgren is also a big advantage.
Yeah, that's correct. But here's the other thing, though, too, is, like, Carolina also has the ability, like, I know you came back in those last three games. Carolina has the ability to shut it down a little bit, too. Like, they can just say, okay, you know, we're happy winning. You know, we got a 3-2 lead or whatever it is. Okay, we'll shut this thing down. Like, they have that. They have the ability to do that defensively.
Well, that certainly is a scary notion. Here's the dream scenario for me. You ready? You steal one of the first two, and you win at home.
One of these guys are jerks or something?
You steal one of the first two, and you hold serve at home, and then now you win the series in six.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to have to be the recipe, right? I mean, you're going to have to win a road game at some point anyway.
You have to win a road game, and I guess it's fair. Like, the longer tonight to Friday night, whatever, stays close, the better for the Rangers, right?
Yeah, because I mean, your biggest advantage in the series should be your goalie. It should be.
And you know what they have to do a better job of in this series?
Getting pucks in traffic.
Shoot
to the net.
Puck, for God. I can't sit there and watch. They're trying to score these beautiful goals.
And you just can't have...
Put the puck on net.
If you're going to win the series, though, too, you can't have... Panarin can't have an average series. Mika can't be a factor for only two games.
Like, I got to tell you, I don't even think Panarin had an average series. I think Panarin was subpar in that series.
Okay. I mean, you said it, not me. But those guys, like, your best players have to
You're
be
not arguing.
Players. No, I'm not arguing. I think he would tell you the same thing. But those, like, you know, in certain games you'll have those role players will chip in. But for the most part, you'll beat a team like Carolina. Your best players are going to have to step up and be your best players.
Apparently we are big in Carolina. Ryan in Charlotte. Good morning, Ryan. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. What's going on, buddy?
So I was born and raised in Long Island, New York, and I made my way down to Charlotte for work a few years ago. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, there's something that's been flying around about how PNC will refuse to sell New York Ranger tickets to this upcoming series to anybody outside North Carolina.
Yeah, we've talked about it a bunch this morning already.
We had a couple people call in, yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually scored tickets to Friday night's game. I'm going to be driving to Raleigh. But I think we take this series in seven. I really do. I know Panarin, I know you were just saying, has a little bit of a subpar series going in. But you know what? I think these guys are just warmed up. I think the kids look great. I think Keandre Miller is a standout player right now. But I think that Igor Shesterkin, whatever monkey he had on his back getting run out of the second period of those three games, I think we're ready to go. And you know what? I think that as a Rangers fan, I think coming back from something down 3-1 might have been kind of like, you know, a huge task. But we've played Carolina so closely this season. We only lost the division by 6 points.
No, and I know, but you haven't. You didn't have success against Carolina head to head.
Well, they beat you 3-1.
In the game you won, Georgia had what, 44 saves?
Yeah, and stole. That was the back to back weekend.
Right, but Georgia was in net.
Yeah, but he stole. But he won. He stole the game though.
You were completely outplayed in that game.
Right, but you didn't have Vezina trophy winner in the net.
But you had a goalie who shut out the other team, right?
But you won. But he made 44 saves and you won. That's the point.
I'm not taking anything away from Georgia, but I think Igor Shesterkin right now is just warmed up. I think that he's hot. And I think that with the Rangers playing the way they are, I think we really got a shot.
No,
I appreciate everything you guys do.
They're not playing the right way. You better hope they play better than they played against Pittsburgh, especially in defensive zone. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Shesterkin stole that game for you. I look at the chances. I mean, I spent... Every day looking at this stuff. Igor Shesterkin was the difference in that game. And you won. Awesome.
They did not play well in that. I'm sorry. The Rangers didn't play well in that series. And I know it's a hard pill to swallow, and a lot of people don't want to hear it. They were phenomenal in the first period of game one. Phenomenal. And after that, the triple overtime game, I thought Pittsburgh was the better team. All right.
They had the one period in Pittsburgh. They had a good period.
Right. They had the second period of game three where they were sensational.
And they probably should. I mean, they had a chance to win that game with the power plays in the third period, too.
Correct. But, I mean, you know, if you looked at what they played, seven games and then three extra periods and then a little bit extra in the game seven. So you played 21 periods, 24 periods, 24 periods in 5 minutes or something. Pittsburgh was probably the better team for, 17 periods?
And let's not forget, though, too, is that Pittsburgh played that series with Louis Domingue in net for a majority of that season. And then their starter that came back still had an unhealed broken foot. And Sidney Crosby missed a game and a half.
Yes.
Yes. Let's not overlook that stuff either.
Listen, I want to be wrong. I would love it.
Of course you do. But you got to be realistic. So, you can't sit here and just, because you're a fan, say, oh, I'm going to, you know, Rangers are going to win in seven or whatever it is. Like, say what you feel and then be surprised if you're wrong. Be happy to be wrong.
But I'm not going to jeopardize, what I believe just by being a fan. I'm not going to do it.
No, now, I'm in big trouble at my house right now because I have to make my predictions, which you guys know I hate doing. So I'm making phone calls. I'm going through all these stats, like all the analytics and everything else. So I have to pick, Florida, Tampa. And, Cassie grew up as a season ticket holder.
You picked Florida.
Well, yeah. I mean, she loves Enrico Ciccone and Darren Pupa. And, I mean, this is back when they were at Tropicana. This is how kind of fans that they are. But, I mean, for a bunch of different reasons, Braden Point being, one of the big reasons, him being hurt, I was like, as much as I want, her to be happy that Tampa wins, I think it's going to be Florida. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong because she'll be happy. What do you want me to do?
No, I think you're doing the right thing. If you need any backup, let me know. I'll talk to Cass for you.
Did you watch any of the highlights of that game?
I saw the first goal from Tampa was just gorgeous.
Kucherov is phenomenal. I mean, it must have been Point being hurt that all of a sudden he felt like he had to step up because he wasn't great in the first round.
Just gorgeous.
Now, the NHL. If I was a Rangers fan, I would be so. I'm already mad if I'm a Rangers fan, but like clear cut goalie interference last night. No, good goal. No worries.
Right. But know what? You won the series. If you lost the series, I think you'd be even more upset.
It's a joke, but the rule's a joke.
Yes, correct. Because it changes all the time. And we talk about that in all sports, right? The officiating is just not very good. What was it last night in the Mets game? There was an at-bat. Who was up before Lindor in that moment?
At the end of the game?
At the end of the game.
Let me go back to my notes.
I forget who it was. Whoever it was.
What was the play you're talking about?
The first two pitches were balls.
Oh, yeah.
And they called them strikes.
That was Canna.
Canna.
Yep.
All right. So let me do this. Let me read this, then we'll get into the Yankees. Listen to 98.7 ESPN all season long for ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. Brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com. Rick, all they do is win. All they do is get good pitching. All they do is have their best player play like you can't even imagine. I mean, if you're a Yankees fan now, there's almost nothing to complain about, and you could argue if you don't have the best player in baseball, that you have the second best player in baseball at the moment.
You have one of the best baseball players.
He is. Boy, is he fun to watch right now.
He's phenomenal. I mean, in all aspects, too. I know he got thrown out of third base, but he made a great defensive play. Offensively, he's a beast. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think Taillon was that good. I mean, he wasn't great, but still.
King was great.
King was phenomenal.
Yeah, he's filthy, huh?
Oh, I mean, he's especially because he just comes in and it's just multiple innings of just domination last night. But that Orioles team stinks.
Yeah, they stink. But still, you know what? Last year, the Yankees couldn't take care of that, and this year they are. So you got to give them credit.
No, you're absolutely right. And so you can't dismiss the wins because you'll have, who have they beat? Who cares? It doesn't matter. I mean, you can't sit there and complain that they didn't beat Baltimore last year and then not celebrate when they do beat Baltimore.
Right, or not even celebrate, but at least give them credit because they couldn't do it last year. And it's teams were like 17-1 against the Orioles. So the fact that you're going out there and you're taking care of your business, that's what good teams do. Good teams take care of their business, and there's no denying it. Right now, the Yankees are at least a good team, if not maybe bordering on a great team right now.
Yeah, I would ask you right now. I mean, which team in the AL?
None. Okay, now, the Yankees are the best team in the American League. Now, could Houston get them? Yes. Could Tampa get them? Yes. Could Toronto get them? Yes. But as we sit here right now, you can't argue the Yankees are the best team in that league.
No, and this is with, I mean, this is with a bunch of guys in their, I mean, in their lineup that aren't really hitting. Right? I mean, the catching position has done nothing.
But here's the thing. That's expected.
I get it. I understand that. But, I mean, you are expecting, I mean, Aaron Hicks to participate a little bit. You're expecting Joey Gallo to be. And he's been better, but still. I don't think it's unfair to expect a little bit more from him.
No. He's really been rough. Really rough. And the other night, he was brutal.
I mean, he gave you another 0 for 5 last night.
I mean, that's what he does every night.
182, and his on-base percentage is dip below 290 now.
Oof, that's brutal. Because that was the big advantage with Joey Gallo, right?
It was home runs. Home runs on base percentage.
38 home runs.
In the Gold Glove.
Yep. Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. Good morning, Shooter. You're on 98.7.
All right, Joshy. Well, first, a couple points before I get to the Yankees being awesome now. One, the calendar name should be Hard Bodies. Thanks for that one, Dave.
You're welcome.
Two, we know Rick's not going to Carolina, so let's not even pretend. Three, Dave, if the Giants didn't allow fans in Giants Stadium, you would love it. So I don't know why you're upset about Carolina.
Not true. Not true.
Because he's a hypocrite. Shooter.
I'm not a hypocrite. I think there's something just I am diametrically opposed to. You don't allow people to buy tickets if they want to buy tickets. You want to give the home fan the right of first refusal? Fine. But after that, everyone should be able to get those tickets.
Yeah, but finally the owners aren't caring about money. They're just caring about having the home field advantage. We love that. Like, that's great. That's like European soccer. Like, don't let them come. It's awesome. But fourth,
sounds like
Yankees,
being married.
Right?
Go ahead, Shooter. Go ahead.
Sexy hot wife. All right. Yankees.
You see what you do? You drove him off his point. Go ahead, Shooter. Stay with your point. Do it.
Okay. Yankees, we're playing well now. And the wild cards, like you said, right? Gallo, Hicks, Donaldson's turning on, the catcher. Like, they're not even turning it on, but we have that team chemistry that Rizzo said his Cubs championship team had. We have the chemistry again, and that's the big thing as a coach. Ask Rick, right? If you don't have chemistry, it doesn't matter how talented you are, you're not going to win. We have it. So, Yankee fans, let's go. Let's ride this, baby, and hopefully you don't lose to the Mets.
Oh. What? Oh, my, I couldn't imagine if the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series. I couldn't but you don't even want to imagine
see it. Living. You don't want to see it because you're
I do,
afraid.
I do. You don't think I want to see the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series?
No, because you just don't want to take the chance of being hurt.
Because I can't live through that again. You're, correct. You're, all right. Here we go. You just shut up. All right. Santiago, 3 stars. Go.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
This is getting shorter and shorter lately. Anyway, big star, Aaron Judge. Give him all of the money. Here's Aaron Boone on his big night last night.
He got almost 3, but Build Your Own Park got him there and left. I mean, special night.
Number 2.
Rick may or may not have killed the chipmunk on the way home from Bristol yesterday.
It was a flying chipmunk.
Flying chipmunk,
it's a flying
squirrel something.
If you want to officially name it properly.
It could also have been.
Boom. Deer. Oh.
It may have been a deer. You could have pulled a Tommy Boy situation.
It's alive!
Just be careful on the roads next time you go back to Bristol in a couple days there, Rick. Okay, please?
Number one.
One place he doesn't have to be careful. I mean, listen to this, Star. Star work.
Download the app for free.
Thank you for being a friend.
Get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket free using code ESPN.
Kept his focus. Never broke. Igor Shesterkin, eat your heart out.
Yeah, when you turn into Ryan Hollins, it was tough, too. You start beep-booping.
I was beep-booping.
I know. I heard it.
I mean, there's nothing like that. You're doing a show. Great job, Santi, by the way. You're doing a show with Ryan Hollins, and like you're like, all right, you're listening to whatever show it is right here on ESPN Radio. And he's like, beep-boop, beep-beep, bop-bop. And the first time he did, I was like, what are you doing? Like, what was that? He's like, well, that's my move. Like, that's what
it's
I do. I beep-boop. I was like, what do you mean you beep-boop? You should have heard, like you would pay to hear that conversation. So we, I mean, really, the first, I was like, all right, and I think it was like Stephen A. I was like, you're listening to the Stephen A. Smith Show right here on ESPN Radio. And he's like, beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. I was like, what? We go to break, like they're playing commercials. I was like, Ryan, what was that? He's like, that's what I do. I beep, boop.
Oh, that's too funny. I was like, I never knew. You never told me that he actually explained to you. Why.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nervous
He's
tick.
Just like, that's my thing. I was like, what do you mean that's your thing? Whose thing is just making weird noises when you're going to commercial break?
That's too good.
He's like, that's my thing. I was like, all right. Boop, boop. Have fun.
All right. So our very own Buster Olney, your co-host, tweeted this at, this guy is up so early. This was at 5:43 a.m. We spent a lot of the show talking about Aaron Judge. So he is currently on pace to finish the season with 135 runs.
Let me digest this. Go ahead. Don't run through it. 135 runs. Okay.
Yep. 32 doubles.
Okay.
63 home runs.
So, wait. So 95 extra base hits?
Yep.
Okay.
135 RBI.
Right.
185 hits and 68 walks.
So he is currently on pace to have one of the great seasons in the history of the game of baseball.
And oh, by the way, he's up at 315 right now.
And he's playing for a contract.
And he's playing for the money.
James in Parsippany. Apparently, crosstalk will not happen today.
Really?
They're overwhelmed in Bristol, I'm being told. I swear to God, that's what I'm told. No crosstalk. Why? Overwhelmed.
Evan, thank you. We'll talk to you maybe never again.
There you have it. Let's go to James in Parsippany. James, their loss is your game. Good morning.
Good morning. Just a question for you. You think Judge is almost grateful that they didn't give him a good number on the contract?
No.
So now it's almost like a vendetta?
No. No, that's it. And listen, you know how hard it is to turn down? Like, it's all fun. He bet on himself. You know how hard it is to turn down $213 million guaranteed money?
Good for him, though.
Yeah, good for him because he's having success. I mean, would you say, Michael Conforto turned down $100 million. How's that worked out?
Not well, but here's the thing I'll say. Aaron Judge and Michael Conforto are not two guys you can mention in the same sentence.
No, I understand that. But you don't, like, your team is trying to win a World Series, so that's a ton of pressure. You're a New York Yankee, and then on top of that, you're heaping, I just turned down $213 million, and luckily he's off to a great start. Could you imagine, like, you don't know how you're going to react in that moment.
No,
like,
think about how the Yankees fan would react if he was hitting 246 with three home runs and 19 RBIs right now.
Oh, we would be taking phone calls.
They'd say he's awful because he feels all this extra pressure because he didn't sign the contract.
Exactly right. He should have signed that deal. Those are exactly the phone calls.
So it was a tremendous gamble, and he's a tremendous winner right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure he feels a way about it. That I finally got my opportunity to get paid because I've been, let's face it, the way baseball works, he's been underpaid for his production, that now you're going to have a problem paying me as opposed to, doling out money for free agents.
So you do realize tonight's another one of these overwhelming sports nights,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yankees, Orioles, 7:05. Cardinals, Mets, 7:10. Rangers, Hurricanes, right here at 7 o'clock. So, very stressful day. We'll do it tomorrow morning all over again. We'll react to the Rangers game, Yankees and Mets and all that good stuff. Have a great day. From us to you, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and...
Let's go Rangers.
Boop, boop. On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.